Hey there, KMA Land. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of The Double X Factor. I'm Sandy Edie Hansen, and I am half of the duo that comes to you each weekday with some thoughts on personal growth, positivity, and reconnecting with yourself. Now, Spencer suggested we take a look at this week's topic. Here is how the conversation started. She said she was thinking about reflection and retrospect from last year. Can we take the time to focus on what we've learned, how we've changed, maybe for the good or the not so good? And I love to boil things down and ask if the idea of finding lessons through reflection on anything we go through might be one way to go with this topic. So that's the direction I'm going to take with my chat here today. I think there are some questions we can all ask ourselves about happenings of the past year, or really anything we experience. When we ask reflective questions, we learn the most. I'm going to share some question starters with you from a guy named Michael Bungay Stinger, who has authored some great books on coaching. And I think that can be some great starters for finding the lessons and things for ourselves. Now, especially when we've gone through something hard, asking ourselves the question, what was most valuable or useful for me in this? That can really help us focus on lessons and stay out of the victim position. This is not to try and pour toxic positivity or pink paint over a difficult thing, but to find the lessons. Another question might be, what did I learn about myself in the past year? This is another question that can help route your brain toward empowerment through reflection. And don't go down the path of your discoveries about yourself that are negative. That's not learning, that's abuse, and it will stall you out on your path forward. Now, Stinger also offers another question I find really interesting. If you're saying yes to this, what are you saying no to? I'll be as careful as I can be here because I know this is a loaded topic. But as an example, if you're saying yes to the vaccination, what are you saying no to? And vice versa. This isn't about right or wrong, but about gaining clarity with yourself on what's behind your choices. It's a question that helps you dig deeper in your own learnings and motivations. Now, the last one I'll share with you here today is a question that can seem so easy, but is ridiculously difficult to answer most of the time. What do I want? I think this one is so difficult because we tend to spend so much energy on what we don't want. As a result of what you've been through, what do you want? It's a powerful question that can help you integrate the lessons of your journey. A reminder that what you want can't be about controlling the actions of others. That's a trip back to the victim position. Now, Spencer's here tomorrow with great insights on learning through reflection, especially in reflection of the past year's events. When I come back on Friday, let's chat about it again. Until then, later.